People are very kind on social media. Matthew says, everybody missed the 49ers. The most diehard 49er homer was praying for 8-8. I got you, Matthew, and you're very kind. But I'm not sure that that's really right. It was pretty bad on my part. Pretty bad work on my part. Missing my picks so bad. I know this. When it comes to the world of college football, there are a few must-reads. Guys that I have to be hitting up. And Bill Bender's always one of them. Honestly, Bender and Pat Forty are two of my absolute, like, musts. So you guys are just going to have a wrestling match or sometime to try to get top billing.
Bender. No, Pat's been at it a little longer than me. He's definitely a better writer than me.
You think if you get into a street brawl with Forty, though, that it would get dirty?
I would get dirty. I don't know if he would need.
Not thinking he may not even. He looks like he just might take off his jacket and then beat you to a pulp and then go right back to writing something.
Don't tell him I said that. Then he'll know next time I see him. I'll probably see him on Friday.
You'll see him. Yes.
Yeah, I'll see him this week. So
because you're heading to New Orleans.
Yeah, I can't wait to get down there.
Okay,
it's gonna be fun.
Now, do you know why the national title game is being played next Monday? Because I was told something that I don't know if it's true or not. I was told they didn't choose, they knew the national title game was going to be on a Monday. And they thought that the Saints would be hosting a game this weekend or next weekend. And they would have had the Saints play on Saturday to give them 48 hours to get ready for the Monday night national title game. I was told.
Yeah. Well, and that makes sense in some ways, but from a visual standpoint, you know this from working that weekend that we've all done, it's always hard, and this is just from a journalist standpoint, it's hard for those stories to hit off when you're going up against Wild Card Weekend. Imagine if it was going up against the Patriots losing yesterday or that Texans game that was fantastic. So it's in a tough spot putting it on that Monday because you're competing with the NFL playoffs. So. But I understand the New Orleans angle for sure. I thought they were going to have a home game. You know, I'm a Packers fan, and I would
sure.
have maybe had a chance to go to the Superdome. I'm glad I don't.
Well, now, as we look at this title game coming up, I was so wrong. I mean, absolutely so wrong on the hiring at LSU. Ed Orgeron has just he shocked me. Are you as shocked with what he's accomplished?
Well, I think the hiring – The renovation this year with Brady and Ensminger has been the difference. But, yeah, I mean, that's been it. Willing to evolve. I say this on your show all the time. Fit is everything, and he fits there in terms of what the people. College football, I think, more than any other sport. Just fit matters. I mean, look what happened with Joe Moorhead. They gave him two seasons before they ran the quote-unquote Yankee out of town. But Orgeron fits down there. And the way that he's remodeled that team from a slug-it-out team to they look – like an NFL team on offense, at least, John, with Joe throwing it to those NFL receivers all over the place.
By the way, have you ever heard, you're being a guy who grew up in the Midwest, have you ever heard people use the term, like, rebel or anything like that? I'm always amazed, being a Southern, you know, down here in the South, how I'll hear people called Yankee. I never hear that anywhere else.
Yeah,
I just never hear it.
Term rebel or Johnny Reb or anything like that.
I don't ever hear that. Yeah, I never heard that growing up. It's just strange. Bill Bender joining us. There to me was so much whining that went on out of the Ohio State fan base because of what went on last Saturday night. I want you to talk to me a little bit about how they're feeling up in the Midwest about that loss, and do they feel something was taken from them?
I think on some level, because the two calls, the targeting call was a momentum call. It changed the momentum a little bit. And then the fumble isn't as big a deal to me. Yeah, it was a fumble. We took like five steps, but they still had the same lead with 3 minutes left and a chance to close it out. So I think part of it is, yeah, the refs were – they had a hand in it, but it's also – talent-wise, this might have been Ohio State's most talented team I've ever seen in terms of wait till you see how many guys go to the NFL.
Sure.
They have more than the 14 and 15 teams than the Cooper teams. Yeah, and I think it's just a missed opportunity because that fan base had waited so long to be back on the big stage. They probably outplayed Clemson, but I don't do that thing, John, where people say we were the better team and lost. I never do that.
You can't do that.
You got to move on.
You observed Urban Meyer in his natural habitat for quite a while. Do you think Urban Meyer has the DNA to be an NFL head coach?
I think he has the leadership skills to do it. And if we're talking about the two jobs where he might be considered, Dallas would suit his ego. I don't know that how long he would last there. That would feel a little bit like when Parcells tried to coach there. I think he could form an NFL staff that would succeed. But I do think if Cleveland went that route, which has been talked about, there's a little more leash there because of the hometown guy and what he's built up as the credibility in this state. I was telling people this, like, best case scenario, he takes the Cleveland job, wins a playoff game, and in this state where I've lived most of my life, he'd be looked at in that Paul Brown vein if he actually took the Browns to a playoff game and won one.
Yeah, it'd be exciting. I mean, if it happened. Do you think the college coaches, you immediately went to his leadership skills. Do you think that's the biggest struggle for a guy going from college to the NFL?
Well, I think you'd have to have the locker room, you know? And if he, let's say he goes to Dallas, for example, you'd have to have a guy with Urban Meyer's voice and the way that he commands a locker room. It would work out somewhat, I think, because he'd have Zeke in that locker room to help. I do think as far as college coaches going to the pros, wouldn't you look at the guys that have successfully managed 4- and 5-star egos? And I know Saban didn't have a great NFL career,
right,
but I don't think Saban was
It wasn't a grease fire. Right, it wasn't a grease fire.
I think if he stays at Miami, that they maybe get to the playoffs a few times. Jimmy Johnson wasn't a – yeah. So, but the guys that can manage the 4- and 5-star egos probably are the best chance to manage the NFL egos, which are obviously making multi-million dollars.
I mean, it's unbelievable. New Orleans, I always say it, I went to 14 Super Bowls, I believe. I attended 14. Now I go to Vegas for the Super Bowl and broadcast from there. I do enjoy that very, very much. But New Orleans, to me, should be the every third year Super Bowl. I mean, you're going to be there for a title game. Talk about the experience, though. To me, fans coming into the town, the party scene, the central location of everything, I think it's the best spot.
I like it, and I think, you know, in this particular instance, whereas last year there was such a brushback about two Southern teams being on the West Coast, well, they're not going to have a problem with having two Southern teams in the bio, especially the home team. I mean, yeah. I cannot wait for this matchup, and I think the best part about it for me is we'll sit back in 10 years, because I think Burrow's the number one pick. I think the Bengals should take him, get it over with, rebuild their franchise around him. And then Lawrence is definitely going to be a number one pick. And how many times does that happen? Where you're probably
right,
going to have two number one picks going at it in what I estimate is going to be a very high-scoring game. I think Ohio State's defense is better than LSU's. So I think that Clemson's going to have some success moving the football, too, in this game.
If Trevor Lawrence won another national title, would you ever think that someone would talk to him in his ear and say, sit out? Don't risk injury. You're going to be the number one pick no matter what happens. You think anybody would get in his ear and try to convince him of that? Because I might.
They would, but, you know, and then we're in this. If we get lucky, let's say Clemson wins on Monday night or next Monday, and this week we get Tua somehow comes back, which he shouldn't. He should probably go to the NFL.
Sure, he should.
But if he comes back, and we've got a situation where Clemson somehow wins a national title on a 30-game win streak. Alabama has their quarterback back for a revenge tour. Georgia's still in the mix, whatever Fromm's going to do. And then Ohio State and LSU. Ohio State will have Fields and be loaded. I'm already excited about next season if all of those things happen.
Sure. It's going to be awesome. Hey, Bill, we'll be watching all your coverage from New Orleans now. The Hurricanes, you're a slim guy. You're fit. The Hurricanes, Pat O'Brien's will knock you out. They're going to knock you out, so just only have one, all right?
Only have one.
Hide the receipts.
Ohio University, I'll be careful, John. But,
hide the receipts.
Thanks so much for having me.
There you go. Thanks, Bill.